Alrighty, alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to the Human Podcast, or as I like to call it, your favorite hour.
Thanks, Mom, for listening. You're the one. Maybe. I don't even know.
Your grandma never called back.
Yeah, because she's probably busy.
Aww.
Watch her call back, like, in the middle of the podcast. I mean, she got the message. We called her to say happy birthday. You're older. Like, old people hate that. That's their least favorite fucking thing.
I want to grow old disgracefully.
I want to fucking be naked in, like, a fucking public fountain. And then they just, you know, pick me up and take me home. Like, oh, that's just old man Alex. He's just fucking a wild old bat.
Am I dead yet?
Oh, God, I hope so. But this is a Human Podcast. We got myself, Alex a Truck, the guest star, my wife.
Thank you.
And also the best guest star, Courtney.
I mean, it's my best friend, so I can't argue that.
Oh, thank you, guys.
She's over there, you know, in California, fucking burning to death. My wife's like, I want to be burning to death.
I do. Cold. Mm-hmm.
And in 1 month, we will be in Puerto Rico. I think it's a month. Close to
Yeah. Is it going to be, what's the weather going to be like?
Fucking sunny island. Like,
I assume it's going to be like balmy in the morning and light rain in the afternoon.
I mean, remember when you lived in San Diego? That.
San Diego's not a tropical biome.
It is very much a tropical biome.
No, it's a subtropical biome.
What I heard was something tropical biome.
It's subtropical.
Yeah, whatever. But I did get some new fucking toys. So, because Amazon's a sucker and loves to just be like, hey, you might like this. I'm like, fucking Amazon, you're goddamn right. I absolutely would. And this is like my favorite toy that I've gotten is a Stream Deck, which allows me to talk like crazy.
Oh my God.
Babe.
Yes.
She's a gay demon.
I wish I could hear myself.
I know. I mean, if you had a computer or something. Maybe.
He'll come up with it. You know it's just a challenge now for him.
Fuck that.
Yeah, please. Oh my God. I was having fun.
What?
You guys are louder when you guys have the voices.
Yeah, it's because the voice thing turns up. I have to like really like dial it in, but it's fine. Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff. I got sensor beeps.
Excuse me.
I can be like, you stupid, and you know, have that.
Why would you do that?
Because if we want to become a communist Christian podcast, the very first one.
What?
Exactly.
I'm thinking about this.
Throws people the fuck off.
Okay, I still hate Christianity more than I hate communism. So
I hate. Yeah.
I hate all of them.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're all atheists, so I don't know what you're thinking.
Damn it! Now the three like Christian ladies, they're like, I'm gonna pray for these people. Now they're not gonna pray for us.
Oh my god!
They're just wasting their vibes on people who don't care. So like.
Right, like that's the saddest ever is like when, you know, you get like an old lady that you like severely disappointed and she's like, I'm gonna pray for you. And it's like, oh man, I made an old lady cry.
Yeah, that's sad, babe.
I mean, like making children cry is the funnest shit ever.
I can't disagree with that.
It's like, you know, just push them over, knock, like, get a pair of scissors and just come up to a child holding a balloon and just cut their fucking balloon. There's nothing they can do.
No, you cut the string. You don't cut the balloon.
No, yeah, the string to the balloon and watch it float away.
Okay, yeah, because, like, just cutting the balloon is a lot more traumatizing.
Stab the balloon. Or just like slowly, like stick a pin in the bottom of it so it slowly leaks out and there's nothing they can do.
Sounds like it's asking a question.
What?
No, it sounds like it's asking a question.
What is?
The sound of the air escaping from the balloon.
What?
Exactly. Thank you.
So weird.
I mean, yeah, just come up to a kid, to snip, and they're just like, no. Yeah.
That happened to me as a kid. It was a whole thing of balloons, too.
Did you just let it go?
So someone came to the door, and there was a gift, and I was holding my balloons, and I opened my hand to accept the gift, and the balloons floated away.
Well, that's on you.
We found them on the property, like, a few days later, like, popped and whatnot. But I was real sad for, like, a good 5 minutes.
Poor Marshall over there.
And then I got to open my present, and things were better.
I mean, it still doesn't, you know, beat the time where I saw the kid fucking fall in his, like, water balloon yo-yo thing. I've told the story on the podcast before, I'm sure of it. I was at Apple Hill, and
God, I miss Apple Hill.
They had these like little water balloon yo-yos. Do you remember these?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I never really went to Apple Hill.
Okay, so it was pretty much just a water balloon like on a string, but the string was stretchy. It was a stretchy string.
Oh.
And so
they have this at carnivals and stuff too.
Yeah, and it's just full of water, and it's just like a little fun little yo-yo toy. And I watched this kid so excited. He just got this thing, and he's like, "I'm gonna fucking learn all the tricks in the world. It's gonna be so much fun." And I see him running across the gravel parking lot, and I'm just watching him have fun with this, and then he trips with it like clutched. Tightly to his chest.
All his dreams.
And then it just goes boom and fucking pops everywhere. Kid is crying. I'm dying laughing. Because I just watched the entire thing back to front like a fucking Class A movie. Mwah! I'm like, God might exist.
I'd be laughing too.
You know, the parents were mad, like, I'm laughing at their kid. Because they know that I'm laughing at their kid. Loud, too. I'm not, like, hiding it. I'm not, like, doing, like, Japanese school.
Oh, my God.
Giggles.
They're laughing, too, but they can't show it because they're
like,
a parent.
I'm like, they want me to go, tee. I'm like, ha-ha-ha. I'm pointing and laughing at their kid. I'm like, fuck you, asshole. Asshole. And yeah. it was one of my favorite memories from Apple Hill. Now, like, people be like, what about spending time with their family? I'm like, I don't even remember. They were there.
This one place made the best apple pie in the entire world, and I have been chasing it, and I've come pretty close. I've come close to that pie, but it's not perfect.
Are you talking about the place that, like, peels their own shit and, like, does it, like, in and out where you can see them do it back to front?
No, it was some, like, it was, like, a Russian thing. Like, it was way up in there, and it was run by this, like, old Russian couple. And her pies were the best I've ever tasted. Like, I've gotten close to the filling. I have yet to make anywhere close to that absolute perfect pie dough.
Yeah, I mean,
it was so flaky.
Men don't give a shit about pies unless it's a cream pie.
Babe.
What?
The way through a man's heart is through his stomach, and you have proved that many times.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about, like, no food. I'm talking about, like, cream pies.
I understand, but I'm just stating my own point.
Poor Courtney. She's like, oh, no. Wait, what have I got myself into?
Yeah. Well, I accidentally forgot to take my medication.
Go do that.
This morning for my freaking acid reflux and, like...
You're all herpy.
I wasn't sure, but now I'm really sure because I've been, like, a little bit herpy all day. And it's like... Fuck.
Pepto-Bismol. Upset stomach, gonorrhea.
It's only a short acting. It doesn't last as long as it needs to.
How cool would it be if Pepto-Bismol actually cured gonorrhea, though? It's like, just upset stomach and gonorrhea. Just, oh, it hurts when you pee? Well, there's Pepto-Bismol. Just dip the tip of your penis in there, and it's fucking cured.
Okay, if someone did that, I would pay money to watch it.
Dip your penis in Pepto-Bismol?
Yep.
I will absolutely... Mm-hmm. Give me a bottle right now. You think I won't fucking make the tip of my dick pink?
We don't have any.
Let me go after this. I will fucking give up getting playing video games.
Yeah, we never had any. I always had to buy them, and then, like, I think someone else was using it once in a while, too. Or maybe it was just me, and I was super high.
Yeah, you were always super high. Or super drunk.
What?
One or the other.
Yeah.
I wasn't super drunk all the time.
No, that was me.
Well, I mean, there were days that you came home fucking
That happened twice.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that only happened twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a girl, in North Dakota, there was a girl that woke me up out of a dead sleep screaming in my friend's living room that she wants to suck a dick. First time in my life that I've ever gotten woken up to a girl, I want to suck a dick. What the fuck is going on out here? Someone put a dick in this girl's mouth. She's begging for it. Consent is given. Stick your dick and shut her the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep. It's like that old MasterCard commercial. You ever see that one?
No.
So it's, a couple after like a nice date and, it's, dinner, $50, cab ride home, $20. And like the guy is like, so how about a blowjob? Getting the nerve to ask such a question? Priceless. and like the commercial like goes on to where she's like, oh my God, what if like someone sees? He's like, come on, it's like midnight. No one's going to see. No one's ever going to know. He's like, oh my God, my dad would kill you. Holy shit. And then like the front door lights turn on and her sister comes out and is like, dad says, go ahead and give him a blowjob or I can do it. Or need be, he can come down himself and do it, but tell your boyfriend to take his arm off the intercom. And he's like, fucking old-ass commercials are the greatest. Because they just didn't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, they didn't have to.
And now they're like, well, that's not woke. We're not sure of their genders or their sexual preferences. And you're making, I'm like, fucking woke people.
We're still feeling shit out, but...
I'm like, I don't care if someone is like, hey, don't, make jokes about, serious topics. Like, if someone came up to me and is like, hey, I didn't like that joke about 9/11 that you made because, my fucking cousin's aunt's uncle's brother's sister's best friend died in the Twin Towers. I beg.
That was a stretch.
I'm like, dude, I understand that this has... quote unquote, directly affected you, but it's a free country. And 9/11 was an inside job.
100%. You saw how those buildings fell.
Yeah, they fell with demolition charges.
Yep.
But yeah.
I just don't even want to think that
the government
would
be
horrible.
Blow up 3,000 of its own citizens to, secure the next 20 years of the war on terror?
Sounds like us.
I mean, that's exactly what they'd do. They'd easily kill fucking people. Like, that's why Alex Jones got in fucking trouble. Because he's like, he didn't want to believe that, Sandy Hook was real. And so he's like, they were crisis actors. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you missed the mark there, bud. They were not crisis actors, and you're fucking getting sued out of oblivion for saying that. What you should have said is the United States government decided to, kill a school full of children to, prove a point and try and push the agenda of getting guns out of the hands of people.
You want to know something really bad? For some reason, I keep thinking Sandy Hook is a hurricane and not a school shooting. So for like the first 5 seconds, whenever I'm talking about it, I get so confused.
You're like, so what? It's a hurricane.
I know.
Yeah,
it feels
a few
so
people
bad.
Died.
It's like I just keep. It's like, I always forget. I just think it's a hurricane. I can't help it.
It's like there's this fucking nurse, that just like, or like a bitch like crashed a car, like right after a podcast, and like killed a group of people.
Our podcast?
No. Like she does her own podcast. Let's see, lady, you know that. You know, no, not crash at the Tour de France. Yeah, Anne Heche. For, like, I haven't been following the fucking story at all because I don't really give a shit. But it's this lady in L.A. She killed 5, including a pregnant woman, and is charged with 6 counts of murder. Yeah, so. I mean, whatever. Fuck it. Yeah, she just crashed her fucking car.
I mean, as long as she didn't do it after, like, our podcast.
Yeah, she, like, was our first guest, and was like, I'm gonna go kill myself and 6 others. And now she's dead. Like, we're charging her. She's going to be in prison for... Like, never mind. She's dead. She died of her injuries. I'm like, just quit jumping the fucking gun there. It's like, you know, a fucking crazy lady crashed. This is why we shouldn't have, you know, women presidents. Is, you know, you're going to have, like, a woman, you know, get caught, like, having her husband getting his dick sucked. Like, if Hillary Clinton won... And she walked in the room and was like, Bill, again? And then she, like, just starts shooting nukes off at all his friends. He's like, I'm going to shoot nukes off at Russia now. Yeah, I know you have friends over there. I'm going to blow up their houses. It's like, oh, come on, man. Like, let me get my dick sucked. I'm the first fucking man. That's what would happen. Like, it's the first lady.
Who gave the first blowjob?
Probably Jesus.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Like, I wonder how it would happen, though. It's like, you know, there's venom in my dick. It's like, oh, well, keep on going. I don't think all the venom's out yet.
Ew.
Like, oh, the venom's coming. It's coming out. I can feel it leaving my body. Psh. Oh, this venom tastes gross. I'm so glad that you're alive. I think there's some more venom in there.
Ew.
Like, later that night. There's more venom in there. Hey, I need you to suck it out. Say, I taste the venom!
Ew.
Thank you so much.
That's disgusting.
It's just 2 gay dudes sucking each other's dicks. It's like... And, like, the other dude's like, I think there's venom in my dick. It's like, oh, let me suck it. Oh, my God.
What if Jesus was an incel?
Apparently, he didn't have no sex, or he had a lot of sex. I mean,
What the fuck? I've always wondered, like, what this term even means.
Involuntarily celibate. So, like, the dudes that sit there and play Yu-Gi-Oh! All fucking day and don't fuck girls.
Because they're gross and sexist and bigoted.
And they wear fedoras and, like, m'lady. They're
creeps.
Incels. They're involuntarily celibate. They want to fuck. They have the ability to fuck, but they don't have the ability to put, like, deodorant underneath their arms and shit. And
it's a medical condition.
It's like, I can't reach underneath my arms. Well, here's a fucking... Here's, like, one of those, like, claw hands that you can use to put deodorant on. I can't take a shower. I'm allergic to water. It's like, well, here's at least soap. Here's something. Like, what happens when you get caught in the rain? Oh, I'd never leave my house. That's ridiculous.
I literally saw this video about interviewing an incel, and one of the chicks was like, well, like, what do you need so we can help you, like, come into society? And his first things was, I really wish a girl would fuck me. Those were his legit first words, and I was like, oh my god. Couldn't even dress it up. That was his solution.
Like, Courtney, like, if there was, like, a dude, like, a neckbeard, and he just sits there and plays video games all day, and he just, like, took a shower and, like, came out, like, would you fuck him? Is she frozen?
She's thinking about it.
What? Can you repeat that?
Okay.
Where have you been for the last 5 minutes?
Fucking high as shit.
Quite honestly, I zoned out for a second.
It was more than a second, love.
I'm so sorry.
So, are you, like, though? So, yeah, like, if you saw, like, some, like, fat dude with a fedora, but, like, he, like, finally went and took a shower, and, like, would you, like, have sex with him? Like, but all he talked about is, like,
video games. Is he still wearing the fedora?
Yeah, of course he is. Ugh. He thinks he looks cool.
No, probably not.
Okay, so, incels, here's the first thing you do. Throw away your fedora.
Yes, you know, get rid of that.
Well, not even, like, the fedora. If she's still talking about stupid shit, then no.
I mean, you talk about anime. Like, let's get real.
Yeah.
Like if he's sitting there willing to watch anime with you, your favorite animes, like, fucking whatever your favorite anime, like, is.
It would depend on what type of fat.
A 300 pound.
Then I don't think, it would depend on, like, I'm saying, like, if there's rolls on his body and, like, stuff like that. Cleanliness would be so important to me.
Okay, so, like, you've seen me, like, without a shirt, right?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh, like, 260.
Oh.
So pack another 40.
Too much.
Damn.
If you were probably a little too much. Because I'm a lazy asshole. So.
So, like, I mean, not even if, like, the incel was, like, 270 pounds. Like, 10 more pounds on top of me.
10 more pounds? I think that would be fine. I mean, if we're mainly just talking about,
we're,
like,
splitting hairs here. So, like, how big of a dick does a dude have for you to be like, okay? If he was 300 pounds,
he'd have to have, like, a big package. He would just have to know how to use it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, this man is 300 pounds.
So, I'm just saying, if they're lazy, I don't like doing all the work.
Okay. No. Okay. Listen here. Okay.
So,
okay.
300 pounds, like, you're going to be fucking out of breath going to the bathroom, dude.
Okay. No, I'm not. So, okay, yeah, 300 pounds.
40 more pounds is a lot.
Yeah, I used to be there. I know.
Yeah, but, like, didn't you get out of breath and stuff?
No, not at all.
And, like, but what if some of that fat, is some of that weight, muscle weight?
I mean, it can be, yeah.
I mean, you are lifting, like, a shit ton of weight at your job.
So,
like, you live.
But, like, think about this.
Yeah.
300 pounds.
Like, if
neckbeard, eats pussy like a fucking champ, loves to eat fucking pussy.
If he had a beard, then no.
Damn.
I don't like beards.
So, here's what it is.
Like,
throw
if
away
he had a beard, like, it'd have to be, like, really, really soft hair, and I wouldn't want to get burned down there.
Okay, so.
Okay, that has never happened to
it
me.
It wouldn't have to be too prickly.
Okay, so I know I'm
like a really good.
We're figuring out how to get these.
Courtney, say it louder.
Shit, I'm so sorry.
We're just gonna fucking mute her out. It's fine.
Like, I just don't.
It's just beep.
Like, let's see a picture of you. Do I even have a picture of you?
Oh, I'll send you my latest one.
Yeah, okay. don't send her a fucking picture of me. You know what I look like.
Yeah, send a picture.
You know what I look like.
No, not really. I'm like
good. Excellent.
A person that needs to see shit.
I'm also going to send you this because I bought this super cute dress.
You've literally been in voice chats with me.
Okay. Yeah, you have a beard.
Yes.
I mean, is your beard soft or is it prickly?
I mean, what do you think, babe?
Is that your new dress, Alex?
Isn't it pretty?
Oh, is that your new sundress you got?
Yeah.
Is my beard soft?
Okay. So it's not like soft, but it's not prickly. It's kind of like halfway. It's pleasant. It doesn't bother my skin. Could it be softer? Yes. Do I care? No.
It's like pubes.
No, it is very different from your pubes. If it was like your pubes, we'd have a problem.
Like my pubes are all patchy and shit.
If your beard felt like your pubes, we'd have a huge problem.
But yes. So it is just like that, you know. So incels, if you want to get a chick, shave the beard, throw away the fedora, set that bitch on fire, and treat bitches like shit a little bit, a tiny bit. Don't hit them, you know, but don't be like, m'lady, it ain't the fucking 40s. Knock that shit off. You know, some of them want to get choked and slapped around a bit. I'm trying to get incels pussy here, okay? This is what I want.
Okay, a guy has to work for his own pussy.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Do you want a hamburger? Give me some pussy and you get a hamburger. That's an even fucking change.
No. You gotta work for it.
Condom sex with
Alex sent me a picture of you with Mochi.
Condom sex with a fucking, for a hamburger? Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, condom makes it better. But still, no. You gotta work harder than that.
This is your fucking cat. This is what your cat looks like at me.
He's so handsome.
Yeah, he's just fucking give me fucking eyes earlier.
Well, yeah, he's mad.
But, I mean, I would have shaved off my beard if I had joined the Colorado State Patrol. So, I don't know, like, how many people know this. Back in the day, I'm sure I fucking did an episode talking about it. I took a test, like, I applied just on a whim. I'm like, fuck it, let's apply. Let's have fun with it. And I go in, I apply for the State Patrol, just online. They sent me a link for a test. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll fucking do the test. And I did the test. I'm like, you know, you're not in the top of the top of the thousands of people that did this. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Because I think they only took, like, the top 100 of, like, the 3,000 people that did it. But I was like in the next tier below. I'm like, okay, I don't care. And I just fucking, you know, lollygagged away. And this last Monday, they sent me an email and they're like, hey, we're still looking for people. And are you interested? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Fucking, you know, send me the information. You know, why not? Let's see how far this rabbit hole goes. And, you know, I had to, like, go get a release of information signed and notarized. And then they wanted to know every fucking thing about me.
Like, every single thing. Like, it's crazy.
Like, Courtney, they wanted all your information.
They wanted all his neighbor's information. Like, they wanted everything.
They wanted every roommate from the past 10 years. They wanted every place I've lived in the past 7 years.
To the day.
You know, they wanted every last bit of information. I'm surprised they didn't ask for ex-girlfriends. And it's like, holy
that
shit.
That was more than 10 years ago.
No, it was last year.
Oh my God.
It was a quick fling.
Oh my God.
His name was Eduardo.
Okay, well, that's fine. I thought we were talking about a she.
I mean, I called him my girlfriend. Called him my little bitch. What was that?
I was just, like, moving my hand around and it hit something in the air. Like
well, there's nothing there.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was just a fly.
Yeah, whatever. Probably a bunch of mochi hair. Yeah. But, yeah, so I applied. you know, got to like this point, and I'm like, fuck, they want to know my neighbor's email, my neighbor's phone number, and like obviously the address. I'm like, I'm not gonna go knocking on doors and be like, hi, I'm your neighbor, and I'm applying for the Colorado State Patrol. I need your phone number and your email address and your name. That way I can finish applying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, yeah. That's what they wanted me to do. That's what they expected me to do. I'm like,
Wait, you really applied?
Yes, I really applied. This really happened.
How about you? I thought you hated them.
Hated the police? Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Fuck the police coming straight from the... Oh, God, my phone. Underground.
Well, I mean, like, I saw it as a gag. Legitimately, I saw it as a fucking gag. And I'm like, all right, let's go do this. Like, let's go see, you know, how far this... And, like, I took the test, like, back in March. Academy starts on October 2nd. This last Monday, which was, like, August something, I'm like, okay, so you really want me to go through everything that is required, all the background checks, all the polygraph tests, all the fucking interviews and boards that I have to go through in order to get to that in a month and a half? You're fucking crazy.
Maybe they give you an extension.
No.
Oh.
They literally emailed me, and they're like, if you fucking don't get it done by, like, 12 o'clock on like Wednesday, fuck you.
Yeah, that's too late then.
Like, there's like a 28 page fucking thing that I had to go through, like give my history on everything and then go get the shit notarized. I'm like, I have a fucking job and a life. I'm not gonna fucking put it all down. Like, yeah, I understand that you pay pretty fucking good. It's like $90,000 a year to sit in a fucking car and give people speeding tickets and then pretend like you're the fucking top tits of everything. I'm like, you're not really, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I don't do any drugs at Skankfest, then sure, I'll go fucking reapply. But chances are I'm going to go do some drugs at Skankfest.
Have fun.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Why the fuck would I, you know, sit here and be like, I'm going to be a fucking cop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so I'm like, eh. Unless it pays really good and, like, I get extra bennies. That's it. That's the only fucking reason I'd ever do that shit. And the bennies are really good, goddamn good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Fucking government job bennies?
Yeah, they're legit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fucking... top fucking notch bennies over there.
The health insurance.
Huh. Like, I don't even think there's
a copay. I still wouldn't pay my medical bills, but...
Like, I think you can just go to the hospital, no copays for anything.
That'd be so nice.
Because I'm pretty sure Ben had that when he was working for the government. And I'm pretty sure he didn't have any fucking copays. So all I need to do is just get a government fucking job. Just go into college, just get a fucking bachelor's or whatever... and be like, hey, I'm here for this job. I'm willing to fucking learn how to do this job. I see that you're paying, you know, $115,000 a year to come do this dumb bullshit. And I'm willing to do it.
I'll tutor you.
In what?
For college.
No, I'm just going to go get some fucking horseshit degree from the, you know, University of Phoenix.
If you want help, I'm here.
University of Phoenix.
God. Hey, I tutored when I was in college. It was great.
I
made money.
Do you know what the University of Phoenix is?
Yes.
I don't think it's
Swift of colleges.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All I have to have is a piece of paper that says fucking bachelor's or associates, and people are like, oh my God, oh, look at you.
I wonder if they still have their veterinary program.
Did they have one?
They had one. I don't know if it's still a thing.
My goodness. Yeah.
But yes. Like, Courtney, like, what job do you want to have after this? Like, do you want to be a nurse for the rest of your life?
Oh, they still have it! Ah!
Like, what do you
want? That's the thing, though. I've been always told that I'd be a good nurse, so I've never really thought about being anything else. And it's, like, freaking me out now.
I mean, you don't have to be a nurse.
You could be an assassin. They get paid, like, $10,000 a kill.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how easy it is to trick fucking horny men? Like, literally, you could go up to a dude and be like, hey, honey. Oh, you want some drugs? You want some free drugs? Here. Take this pill from between my tits. And then you fucking just drop a cyanide pill into his fucking mouth from your tits. Bada bing, bada boom. $10,000. And you're the fuck out of there. And he's just taking fucking random drugs throughout the night from random strangers. And that's what you get. Fucking Courtney would be a great assassin.
You think so?
Like, I'm in the medical field, but I have a calling for it. Like, that's who I am inside. And if you don't feel that, then you may not want to do it because you really need to, you really have to care about your job.
I feel like I wouldn't want to do, like, I'd want to do, like, something, like, I was thinking of getting into phlebotomy or radiology and doing that.
Both are so much fun. Both are fun. Both are fun. Both are fun.
That's more like testing wise.
Phlebotomy, more like fun bottomy.
I'm an excellent phlebotomist. Like, I have top notch skills. There's... Like, if all else fails, I'm the one who comes in and saves the day.
Oh my god, Alex.
It's so much fun. I love it. I love it. I love it. And x-rays are really fun too.
Yeah, I mean, radiology, you can get paid fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yep, that's a bone, and yep, that's broken bone. There we go. Do. Next. Yep, nope, that bone's not broken.
You have no idea how absolutely wrong and yet absolutely right you are in that comment. God.
Oh, my God, guys.
That's exactly how it works. Like, I don't fucking respect any goddamn, you know, doctors or nurses or any of them. I'm like, oh, wow, you do shit that fucking monkeys could do. That monkeys do. You know, because they live out in the rainforest, and it's like, oh, look, this monkey broke its leg. Guess what? We're going to kill it.
And, like, radiology isn't just x-rays. It's also ultrasounds and CTs. Like, there's branches even in and of itself.
And then you also get to do a radio station.
CT is where money's at.
You should, like, go into radiology and back. Yeah, I've been on a podcast for, like, the last 2 years.
Wow.
Definite backing knowledge.
And it's like, yeah, like, radio? Like, internet radio? And they'll be like, no, we do something different here. Like, whoa, hold up. We can use any help we can get. Like, how good are you at pressing a big button? You're like, pretty fucking good. It's like, all right. You press that big button when we tell you to. Excellent job. Whoa, where did you go to college? Oh, I didn't go to college. Oh, well, then get out of here. We need someone from college to press that big button. That's exactly how it is. I'm sure of it.
There's just a lot less grandfathering in than there used to be, which is, quite honestly, I think really sad. Because, like, for a long time in the field, you could start out as, like, a kennel tech or whatever, and if you wanted to, you could train yourself up into the field, and if you're in the field long enough, you could go apply for a certification without having to go to school. And, like, I feel like that happens so much less often, and that's kind of sad. Because I think it's a really cool way to be introduced to medicine, to start in, like, such a small way and be able to take in more as you want to. You're not, like, required to get trained up. You can do as much or as little as you want within your own tasks.
See, you know, here's the thing. Like, in trucking, in order to get a fucking CDL, now it's, like, 10 Gs. And, you know, I went in. I just fucking did trucking for a long time, knew how to drive the truck, and did it with a CDL truck. I'm like, boom, there we go. Yeah. Fucking passed.
You had the knowledge behind you. That's all you needed.
Now that's fucking gone. And in 10 years, you know, there's going to be such a severe lack of truckers that, you know, they're going to have to fucking pay ridiculous rates. They're going to have to be like, okay, yeah, we'll pay you fucking $120,000 a year. to where, like, they can almost make, like, trucking companies can make almost nothing on trucking. But it has to get done.
And, like, the stupid thing is, like, if you asked me to choose over someone who, like, grew into the station the way you did or someone who went to college, I want you. I don't want the person who went to college. You have so much more physical knowledge behind you. Like, you are worth so much more as opposed to the person who has a degree that we now have to train up. Like, you come in already knowing everything.
Yeah, I mean, we have, like, some fucking, like, 20-year-olds working. I'm like, oh, fucking top-notch. That's cool as hell. You know, how long do you plan on staying here? And they're like, oh, I don't know. And it's like, well, dude, I've been here 7 years. You know, go get a fucking better job. And they're like, oh, my God. Okay. Yes, I guess.
Yeah. Either you make money or you do what you love. You can't have both anymore.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, I plan on fucking, you know, streaming on top of this. So I'll be a streamer, comedian, podcaster, trucker.
Yeah. You're pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's all I fucking want. It's like, cool, I can do all this fucking shit. And, you know, and also, if you want to see me do comedy, it's going to be in Durango. Durango is going to be my main base for comedy. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, none of y'all will ever see me do comedy. Maybe, like, when we come back from vacation.
What are you talking about? One day you're going to have your Netflix special.
Yeah, and that's going to be the day that I have a good beard, too. It's like, here comes Alex, truck.
You should get, there's something called dioxin. You should get dioxin and put it on your face.
Yeah. Why it's do you,
hair growth.
Why do you all hate
my shitty... Fur can't grow where there's no spot where the hair grows through. He literally just has patches where there's no fucking hair roots. There's nothing to grow. Like, you'd have to do, like, a transplant and that kind of shit. Which he's not gonna do, so.
No, I'm not gonna do anything about it.
Yeah, it's...
Pretty much it tells me who is willing to be fucking honest with me. And it gives people great roast material. So if they come up and be like, fucking nice beard. Psych! I'm like, oh, shit! You can be my friend. Like, why would I want to be a friend with someone with such a shitty beard? I'm like, oh, man. Now I'm going to have to go home and cut myself another slice of cake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, like, I really don't give a shit that people, you know, hate my beard. It's who is willing. Like, I'm waiting for out in the wild for someone to come up to me and be like, dude, your beard sucks. I'm just waiting for that. And I just, like, hand that guy a 20 and be like, you're the first one.
So does the next person get 40?
No. Next person gets nothing. Next person gets punched in the face. Like, if someone watches that guy come up and tell me I have a shitty beard, and then he comes up and tells me I have a shitty beard, that guy's getting punched in the fucking mouth. I'm like, you unoriginal fucking hack piece of shit. You did not have the balls to come up and fucking tell me that before. He did. Fuck you. And so, yes. The next person come up and be like, you know, your beard's shitty. You know, I'll probably get 20. I probably won't have the 20 bucks on me, but I'm like, hey, can I Venmo you like 20 bucks?
I don't have a Venmo.
But yeah, no, my beard's not that terrible compared to, like, other people's fucking beards.
You keep telling yourself that.
Okay, let me look at my beard right now. Uh-huh. I'll look at it. Let me. Don't fucking put your goddamn camera away. Put your fucking camera away. Yeah, no, my beard.
I feel so bad for these animals.
My beard's fine.
Sorry, guys. Well, you were talking about your beard. I was kind of zoning out and ended up going on Reddit. And they fucking sell live animals as keychains.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? They're insects.
Rabbit's feet.
No, I'm saying live animals.
Fucking get your camera.
Live animals.
I'm literally looking at Amazon right now.
You are not.
Alex, look. Look.
What? I don't want to.
I just sent it to you. You
I don't
want to.
Yeah, let me look at it. Yes, I know. Like, they sell, like, fucking,
turtles, fish, lizards.
Yeah, that's,
crazy
like,
shit.
In China.
Okay. I'm not bothered by the fish or lizards.
I called it beforehand. In China, live animals are being sold as keychains. Yes, we all know this.
Like, do they die eventually?
Yes, of course.
Like, asphyxiated?
Yes.
And people buy that?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as it's not the turtles, I'm okay with this.
Yes, it's turtles, fish.
I don't like the turtles. Turtles are important. Wait, is it like a snapping turtle?
No, they're like little baby turtles.
Like what type of baby turtle?
Like a fucking pond turtle that they
is
can...
Is it a turtle or a tortoise?
Turtle. And they're like sealed in colored water with food pellets. And so, yeah, they can like live like a few months.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's fucking...
Hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, should China be able to just do whatever the fuck they want? We owe them too much money to fucking, you know, tell them otherwise.
This is true.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
So we can't be like, China, you bad people, how dare you? It's like, yeah, who fucking cares, dude? Let China do what fucking China does best. Yeah, like, they eat fucking, like, live frogs. They eat live animals all the time. And there's so many, like, have you seen how much a snatch of turtle eggs, like, is? It's, like, they fucking are like, oh, yeah, here's 7,000 turtles. And, like, two-thirds of them won't even make it to the water. Like, it's a fucking baptism by fire when you, like, see, like, leatherback sea turtles. They're just like, oh, man, like, fucking seagulls, like, flip them over and peck out their insides.
Ew.
Yeah, no, it's fucking wild. Nature is brutal. I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. I mean, but should the National Geographic people that are fucking filming nature, you know, intervene? I'd say absolutely not. Let nature take its course, and whatever happens, happens. You know, if you see an octopus escaping out of a tank, let it escape. Oh, me. Look at y'all like on
okay,
your phones.
No, I thought I was going to have a quick, easy answer, and instead I'm stuck in a scientific article. I just wanted to know if China has a better economy than America's, and it's just going into this whole, like, political thingy, and I don't have the mental capacity to understand it. And I did not get easy answers. Ugh.
Yeah, no, you're not. Come on. Tea.
I want tea.
No.
No tea?
No tea.
Oh my god, Courtney. Trader Joe's has a fucking frozen boba tea that you just warm up in the microwave for like 40 seconds, add ice and milk, and it's bomb.
What the fuck?
It's so good.
Oh my god.
Like, you need to go to Trader Joe's. Like, it's so good. It's so good.
Now I want it.
Buy two.
Oh.
By two.
So guess what happened?
What happened?
I fucked up royally. So the freezer ended up, the door didn't shut all the way.
Oh no.
And so, like, all of my stuff defrosted, and, like, I'm not chancing that because it's the second time it's happened.
Let's see. Oh no. Oh no.
Okay, so I have a test because that happens to me. So I always have a thing of ice cream in front, like where the door is. And so I can judge how long it was open based on how melted the ice cream got. It's helped a lot.
Yeah, that's why I have another freezer out back.
No. The fridge and freezer doors do not stay closed, like, as well as they should. Like, you just bump by it and it creaks open.
Yeah, because if you...
No, so what happened was they had a 12-pack of, like, sodas on top because I can't drink sodas, so I haven't been drinking them. And I guess, like, they got pushed out and, like, stopped the door from shutting all the way. So, like, I fixed that and, like, I had to defrost the whole thing because, like, it's one of those old ones that, like, frost builds up everywhere. Like, the shelves, the ceiling, where the cooling component is. So it's like, fuck, why?
Why did you send me this? I'm so uncomfortable.
Well, I do have an am I the asshole to finish out the episode.
Okay, yes. Hopefully it's one I haven't heard.
Yay!
It's probably not now, considering it was from today.
Oh, sweet.
Am I the asshole for uncovering my mother-in-law's secret? I, 25 female, gave birth to my daughter 2 months ago, and she, despite my husband telling me that she knows I never cheat on him, wanted to give our daughter a paternity test. The reason? She has green eyes. Me and my husband don't have green eyes. My parents don't have green eyes, and neither do my in-laws. And no one in my family has them. My husband said... It's probably some weird genetic thing, but I wanted the test for his peace of mind. He kept refusing because he trusts me, but his mother keeps commenting on her eyes, as do the rest of the family who keep on making comments about me possibly cheating. And even, you know, my family finds it odd our daughter has green eyes. My husband says to ignore them because he knows I never cheat, and I finally had to... enough because of the family's comments, and I told them I wanted the test. He only agreed to, you know, help me calm down, and well, our daughter is, but his father, he only agreed to, he only agreed to get me to calm down, and well, our daughter is his, but father-in-law isn't my husband's father. My in-laws have been married for decades, so the idea that my mother-in-law cheated on father-in-law never crossed either of our minds. My husband wants to confront his mother by telling him to wait and that she's a liar and a hypocrite, but I think we need to think this through. Yes, I agree my father-in-law should know that we're both tired from taking care of a newborn, but we found something shocking and we're not thinking rationally. He wants to tell his father... but I do think the fallout would be apocalyptic. I just wanted to give him peace of mind. Instead, he ended up... But instead, I started the end of his parents' marriage and possibly blew up his family. Am I the asshole for forcing a DNA test and finding out this can of worms?
The only person who is at fault in the situation is the mom. Like... she's the one who fucking cheated. None of this would have happened if she hadn't cheated.
Yeah, the mother-in-law fucking cheated on the father-in-law. And so, yeah, two people without green eyes had a baby with green eyes. And it fucking just blew the fuck up.
Genetics don't lie. Genetics don't lie.
But, you know, it's...
but also props to the husband for never once doubting his wife. Like, props.
Yeah.
Well, no, you see stories like that all the time, and the husband's like, oh yeah, I want it now too, because of the fucking mom wants it. Like, it's not every time, it's the guy who, like, actually defends his wife, you know?
Well, I mean, it's the best thing to do is get a paternity test, because sometimes the nurses will mix up the fucking babies, because some bitches are overworked. And they're just like,
are you saying you'd ask me for a paternity test?
No, like, that way you know it's your baby as well, that it's our baby. Like, the nurses will mix up a baby.
Okay, I don't care if the nurses mix up a baby. It's a fucking baby at that point. They all look the same.
It's like, can we...
besides, maybe that baby grew up to be a psychopath and that was some other people's problem.
I love this theory that, you know, fucking babies get switched and it's like...
You dodged a bullet.
Like you were supposed to have a fucking psychopath like Jeffrey Dahmer, baby. But instead, you know, you got a sweet little baby angel. And just, I love you, mommy and daddy. It's like, oh, thank you. Oh, macaroni and plate. And this other kid's like fucking, you know, blowing up frogs and shit. And it's like, I'm going to kill my teachers. Fucking Columbine High School has it coming. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, at that point, like, if your kid does something really fucked up, like, I want a paternity test. Like, I want to find out if he's really ours. That ain't our fucking shit. And it's like, if you find out, it's like, oh, thank God, that's not our fucking baby. That's somebody else's baby. It's like, they, like, find, like, the actual parents. It's like, here's your kid. And then, like, they take, you know, their fucking, like, sweet little angel. It's like, this actually belongs to this nice family over here. We mixed up. Oh, well, here's your little demon. Fuck you, bitch. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. See, Courtney, this is just why you shouldn't fuck anybody. Don't fuck incels. Incels, you just, you know, wear a condom and don't wear no fucking Trojan condoms. Like, I think I've worn a Trojan condom once. Like, I bought the one pack because I wanted to see. I was fucking curious if I would fill this bitch out. I fucking tried. I didn't touch the edge of the bag on any side. It fucking hovered in the middle. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's just like, it's like the fucking spirit fucking animal of my dick. It's like what it wants to be. It's like, no, come on. Get there. It's like My Hero Academia. It's like, you know, like when the little guy like gets all big and it's like, you know, come on, little guy, get all big like that guy. And it's like, and then you're like, well, this is the only condom I have, babe. And then you fucking stick it in, and it's like a fucking, what's those female condoms called?
Oh, I call them trash bags.
Yeah, it's pretty much a trash bag.
That's exactly what they are. No, it's like
it's a diaphragm.
It's a plastic cum sock.
No, it's a diaphragm is what it's called. But
it's a plastic cum sock, basically.
But yeah, no, like, it's stuck out of, like, her pussy, and I'm like, oh, no, this is horrible. Like, my dick's coming out of it all the way. I'm, like, just leaving a condom in there. I'm, like, pulling it out and putting it back on my dick. I'm like, all right, go
back. Yeah, see, obviously, so it makes way more sense for the dude to wear the condom.
So it's like, yes, you know, do not wear those fucking trash bags on your dick unless your name is, like, Jerome or, like, some big fucking, you know, tough name. Like, let's see. Like, I'm big Tyrone. Look at my big dick. Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Sorry, I'm reading about Magnum condoms now.
Oh my God, why?
Big dicks all day. Suck them. But yes. So yeah, incels, this is how you get pussy. Shave the beard, throw away the fedora, you know.
That's the most important part.
And buy a woman dinner. Like, find out what she enjoys, find out what she likes.
Watch some Addams Family.
What is like the number one thing a dude could do to get you turned on, Courtney? Like, to come
Wait,
up to
what?
You. Like a dude, like, what would, like, a dude's first move be to be like, yes, I want to fuck this guy?
Like, a characteristic?
Yes, like a characteristic, a swagger, a smell, like a cologne, like, what is it, like, that, like, gets you to be like, I want to fuck this guy? Like, babe, what was your thing?
Clothes.
Okay, so
she...
A deep voice.
A good voice.
So men, just use your deep voice around women. Shave the beard. Get rid of the fedora.
No, seriously? Like, leather? Yeah.
Yeah, my wife likes homeless clothes. It's weird.
Oh my God. So crazy. Well, I think you probably look trashy, and, like, she wanted to one-up her dad, so that kind of worked out.
It worked out so well.
But yes. easily. This is how you do it. And I, like, I don't know. I don't spit game at girls no more.
Well, you're not allowed to.
I mean, I definitely can. I'm allowed to.
No, you're allowed to spit game at boys.
I'm not allowed to fuck them.
No. No flirtatious interaction with any female.
So I can't be like, hey, mama, what's going on? What you doing later tonight?
You can only do that to me.
I'll be like, I'll just, like, do it like a Spanish guy. Hello, how are you doing today? Would you like to have some sex later, maybe? I'd like to fuck you in your pussy. Yeah, get that fucking big old Spanish dick. Oh, yeah, the spicy sausage.
Ew.
Yeah, see? Don't do that, guys. I'm trying
don't
to...
call it a spicy sausage.
I mean, I you just, you know, come through and just, you know have that big dick voice. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Ba-da-da-bum, ba-da-da-dum. Yeah, so thank you all for listening. We will be back next week. I am Alex the Truck. I'm everywhere on the internet. Google my name. I don't give a fuck. I'm on Warzone.
He's begging you to Google his name.
Fuck you. Don't Google my name. Don't tell anybody about this. Burn whatever fucking device you're listening to this on. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Get out of here. Shoot. Get out of here.
Yeah, especially this episode where we kind of trashed your beard a little bit.
A little bit? Oh, a lot of bit. Fuck you. Fuck all you bitches.
Oh, I'm gonna, I defended you at some parts.
Okay,
I think of, like, a beard that, like, touches your chest, not, like, one that's, like, closer to your face.
Amazon, look up Fedora and a book of M'lady. I'm about to become an incel. I'm buying a Fedora for fucking Puerto Rico.
Ew.
I'm buying a fedora for...
I am going to throw that in the ocean.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, man. This one looks fucking classy. I like it. It's black.
Okay. You like anything as long as it's black.
Yeah. Dicks? Fucking whatever. Like...
No.
Yeah, it's
no,
the,
that's disgusting.
It's the cheapest one. It's on sale.
My dad wore fedoras.
I'm like, hey, honey. Hey, toots. Hey, toots. What's up, toots?
I hate you.
Yeah,
I hate you so much.
I'll be like a fucking old, like, 40s loan shark.
What's looking good? What's cooking good looking? There it goes. It took a long time. I was trying to say kitchen, and it still didn't work.
What's looking good cooking?
No, okay. It's what cooking... Oh, what's God. Cooking good looking?
Whatever. Thank you all for what's listening, and we will be back next week. You know, and if, like, you hated this episode, fucking let me know. Go follow me on Twitter and, you know, be like, Alex, you suck, and I think you should, like, choke on a black dick. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. He'll come choke on yours.
They're, like, if you're a little fucking, you know, power bottom twink, and you're willing to, like, let, like,
I'm gonna translate it!
Power ball and wink. Yeah. If you're a little power bottom twink, then yes, I will come fuck you and hold your head in a pillow and be like, bite the pillow as I fucking enter your ass. And you're like, oh, here it comes, the big one. And you're like, that's it? Yeah, like a fucking, like a shot, like a boop. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking getting it. It's like, getting what? You know? And you're not even holding my head that good. Like, I can look at you. Fuck you. This sucks. I don't even have a boner. I'm not even crying. I wore mascara for this. I wore mascara so, like, I can... Here, let me try and choke. I'm not choking on that dick. That is a tiny dick. There's no fucking way I can choke on that dick. Okay, yeah, no. You have too small of a dick to be gay. We're kicking you out of the gay community. Go back to fucking women.
Women don't want you either.
And like, the women are, like, hitting me back like it's badminton. Like, boom, boom. It's like, the gay's like, send him back. He's like, send him back. It's like that scene from Monty Python.
Which one?
Where, like, they, like, you know, bring in the fucking, you know, horse. Like, aren't we supposed to be in that horse? And, like, they fucking catapult it back. I'm, like, trying to sneak into the gay community. Like, I don't want to be gay. And they're like, no, go back to the women. And it's just like, I, like, land broken. I'm like, women, will you still fuck me? And it's like, no, you're gross now. Your dick smells like shit. So, thank you all for listening again. We will be back next week with some more random bullshit. And this week, again, we have my wife for argue this. I don't even know what we're going to fucking argue about.
Yay! I gotta go out and do some stuff in the morning, but yay!
That's fine. So, we love you. I mean,
I don't.
She doesn't. I do. I appreciate all of you. I mean, you should love them because it's my mom listening.
Your mom loves me.
Whatever. Fuck you.